A woman and a man and his nephew were shepherding sheep. One day the nephew said,
"Uncle, I'm going home to see my mum and dad."
The woman watched the young man leave and said to herself,
"I'll see you soon, my sweetheart."
The woman said,
"Let's go get some possum."
"Sure,"
said the man, and he showed her a tall tree with a possum sitting in the branches.
"Grab that one for me,"
the woman said.
"And I'll cook it up for us to eat."
"Okay,"
said the man.
"I'll get it for you."
The man found a long, straight piece of wood and propped it up against the tree. The possum watched from way up there in the highest branches.
"What a dilly ladder,"
the man said as he climbed higher and higher through the branches. He grabbed the possum's tail, swung it around and around, and threw it to the ground. The woman grabbed the possum and quickly stuffed it into her bag. She walked over to the tree and knocked away the long piece of timber leaning up against it.
"Hey,"
said the man. He thought she must be joking. He was too high in the tree to be able to jump down. The woman said,
"I'm going with your handsome nephew. You're an ugly, selfish old man."
The man said,
"Put that branch back up against the tree and I'll come with you."
"No way,"
she said.
"You can stay up there."
And off she went to find the younger man. The Noongar man was left sitting in the tree. He yelled and cried and sang out, but there was no one to hear him. Days went by, and he grew weaker with each rising sun. He was starving. Far away, the farmer asked,
"Where are my sheep?"
And then,
"Where's my Noongar brother?"
But he got no answers to his questions, and so he went looking for his Noongar friend. The farmer searched for days, camping out each night. Each day he cried and sang out,
"My brother, where are you?"
Until one day the Noongar heard him. He got to his hands and knees and saw his friend.
"My brother,"
he called out,
"lean that piece of wood against the tree and climb up here."
The farmer climbed higher and higher up the tree. The Noongar was weak and skinny and scared because he thought he was going to die in that tree. He watched his friend climbing higher and closer toward him, and they were both crying. The farmer carried his Noongar brother back down to the ground. The farmer said,
"Come and stay at my place."
They went back to the farm, and the Noongar had plenty of food and rest until he was once again strong. Then one day he said,
"I'm going to go and find my woman."
His friend, the farmer, said,
"I'll come with you."
And they began tracking her. They kept following her path until, after many days, they were close to where a lot of people were camped. Carefully, they crept closer and closer until, getting down on their bellies, they looked over a little rise and saw the woman dancing among a crowd of strangers.
Go on, get her,"
said the farmer.
"She looks so happy,"
said the Noongar.
Go on, grab her. She's your woman,"
said the farmer. The Noongar replied,
"She looks so happy. And anyway, she told me I was old and ugly. Why do I want to be with her now?"
The two men looked at one another.
You're my brother,
they said at the same time. They walked away together, back to the farmhouse.